You know by now that Instagram has been purchased for a cool $1 billion from Facebook. And it's interesting times for the mobile web when you consider that Instagram is a pure native app. It launched on iOS, and for the whole time it was running on iOS, gaining traction and publicity until last week when it launched on Android. And still today, if you go to the website, you see what pretty much amounts to something you could pick up on a theme site for $20, you know. It's just to, like, download our app and our mobile app, and that's about it. And behind the scenes there is some sort of login, but it's really basic. I know this because I actually created an app earlier this year using the Instagram API. Music Makes the World Go Round. You can find it at musicmakes.es. And I wanted to actually pull in Instagram photos just to show photos from different places. And I found that the Instagram API was also really basic too. Instagram, the API was simply something where you had to log in even just to view public read-only photos. The real basics of what the service would provide, something that for years and years on Flickr you could easily show to users. The user, no, I'm not talking about the developer here, I'm talking about the user, just to look at those photos on my app would have to log in. And to log in, you would need to register, which you couldn't even do on the website. You can't register for an Instagram account on the website, as far as I know. You actually have to register through the mobile app. So it just shows it's gone right well away from the mobile world, from something like Flickr that launched around, well, let's say close to a decade ago now. You know, Flickr being a photo app of the web 2.0 generation, we've seen this massive trend away from that to something that's launched purely in the mobile world. And interestingly, Instagram was actually a pivot from an HTML5 app. So these guys created Bourbon, which was like a Foursquare style check-in app running on HTML5. So they weren't oblivious to this, to the web platform. They just chose consciously to actually go with a mobile app. That's really saying a lot about how things have changed. And of course, I think Facebook were interested to pick them up, partly for that reason. And it then raises the question, what are startups going to be doing? Are startups going to be actually taking on the mobile world from the native perspective or from the web perspective? And there's no answer to this, of course. It's really just a question of it depends, and you have to know, you have to be conscious about the decision you're making. We're going to see a lot of people probably not be conscious. We're going to see a lot of cargo culting, people just copying the whole model of Instagram blindly. But for those people who are taking this question seriously, I think that startups have to launch with one thing if they want to be lean and launch an experiment. You can only really have the luxury of launching with one platform. And these days, that platform is usually one of Android, iPhone, or iOS, or HTML5. I think the web still provides a number of advantages for getting up and running quickly. You don't have to worry about going through the store process for iterating. When creating the app, I know that with hackathons, there was a little study someone had done to show that when these hackathons are open to the technology people are using, the technology that's typically the most successful, at least in that slightly artificial environment, the two-day hackathon, HTML5 is typically the one that wins over native platforms, simply because people can do a whole lot more. They can reuse a whole lot more libraries and so on. So the web still has a whole ton of advantages, I think, for startups, but it's going to be something that hopefully puts a spotlight on some of the challenges that still remain for the mobile web. Hopefully that will help to spur on browsers and so on to improve some of these challenges, like we talked about on the podcast last week, app cache, things like local storage. You know, you can't do the sorts of things that Instagram was doing with storage of photos, even with taking of photos, still on the mobile web today. So let's hope that it's a good thing for spurring innovation on, and it's going to be interesting times for the whole spectrum of mobile versus native. And I'm talking about that at State of the Browser later this month in London. Cheers.